那今天我们的经文是帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第六节到第十二节。
Our scripture from today is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 6 to 12.
有顺心的打开帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第六节到第十二节。
Please open your Bible to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 6 to 12.
那么今天的讲题是神公义的审判。
And the topic today is the righteous judgment of God.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第六节，神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人，神必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。这正是主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇。那日子我们对你们做的见证你们也信了，因为我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的膏，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的
God is just, he will pay back trouble to those who trouble you, and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power.On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by his faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him.According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我帖撒罗尼迦的信徒因为信了耶稣得到很大的迫害。
The believers in Thessalonica suffered because they believed in Jesus Christ.
我基督徒因为信耶稣所得到的迫害不止发生在保罗的时代。
Christian suffering because of their faith did not just happen during Paul's time.
那么今天世界各地有不少的基督徒因为他们的信仰面对外来的迫害。
In the world today, everywhere, there are Christians who suffer because of their faith.
那么最近在哥伦比亚有两位牧师。
Recently, there were two pastors in Colombia.
他们受到这个当地的游击队把他们枪杀了。
They were shot to death by the guerrilla.
那么原因是因为这些牧师所做的事情影响到他们在政治上的斗争。
It's because what these pastors did affected the political movement.
那么中国也有不少的教会领袖、牧师传道受到外来迫害。
Likewise, in China, there were preachers and pastors.Who were also persecuted.
那么因为他们所做的，他们被公关拒捕。
Because of what they did, they were punished by the government.
那么生存在这些回教国家的基督徒。
For those Christians who live in the Muslim countries.
那么同样的面对这些回教极端分子给他们的迫害。
They also suffer from the extremists.
那么四年前在马来西亚有一位回教徒。
4 years ago in Malaysia there was a Muslim.
那么他听了福音，后来信了耶稣。
He believed in Christ after he heard the gospel.
那么之后他受到这个宗教法庭给他带来很多麻烦。
But then afterwards, he received a lot of trouble from the religious court.
甚至有一些迫害。
And there were persecution.
那么他向国家的法院申诉把他的信仰从他的身份证把它除掉。
So he appealed to the higher court of the government to get rid of the religious symbol from her ID card.
我们住在马来西亚，如果你是回教徒的话。
In Malaysia, if you are a Muslim.
你的身份证那边有写你是回教徒。
On the ID card itself, it will say that you are Muslim.
我的身份证是没有写回教徒。
On my own ID card, there were none listed.
所以这位信了耶稣的这位回教曾经是回教徒。
So this Christian who were once a Muslim.
那么他向国家法院申请把这个回教徒这个名称从他的身份证除去。
He requested the court to remove the word Muslim from her from his ID card.
但是四年后的今天他被这个法院拒绝了。
But 4 years later, up till today, the government rejected him.
那么是的，世界各地有不少的基督徒因为他们的信仰带来给他们很多的迫害。
Yes, all around the world, because of their faith, there are a lot of Christians that are persecuted.
他们得到不公平的待遇。
They were not treated fairly.
他们得到迫害。
They were persecuted.
甚至有一些失去了他们的生命。
And some of them lost their lives.
那么从世人的眼光来看，基督徒似乎看为是一些吃亏的一群。
And so to others, Christians seems like they are at a disadvantage.
但是从圣经的角度来看，基督徒不是吃亏的一群。
But from the Bible's point of view, Christians are not at a disadvantage.
因为神必有他的安排。
Because God has His own plan.
那么就好像今天我们看这段经文告诉我们。
Just like in the scriptures we have read.
那么时候到来的时候，神必有他公义的审判。
When the time comes, then God will judge.
就好像第六节、第七节告诉我们。
Just like in verse 6 and 7.
他说：“神是公义的，就必将患难报应那将患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。”
He said, God is just, He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you, and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well.
那么神是一位有慈爱的神，但是圣经告诉我们，神也是一位公义的神。
God is a God of love, but the Bible also tells us He is also a God who is just.
他会使那些行不公义的人得到他们所应得的报应。
He will judge those and pay back for trouble for those who are unjust.
那么世界上有很多不公平的事情。
There are a lot of things that are unfair, unjust in the world.
每一个人都希望自己得到公平的待遇。
Everybody wants to be treated fairly.
记得我们做小孩子的时候，我们喜欢讲一句话。
When we were little, we like to say something like this.
It is not fair.
不公平了。
有没有讲过这句话？
Have you said this?
甚至有些成人都会讲这句话。
Even some adults would say that.
It's not fair.
It's 不公平。
那么当基督徒受到迫害的时候，圣经没有教导我们以报应的方法来对付那些迫害我们的人。
As we are treated unjustly, the Bible did not tell us to pay back.
但是圣经却有教导我们以爱来对待那些迫害我们的人。
But the Bible did tell us to love those who treat us unjustly.
那么就好像罗马书十二章十九节这么说。
Just like in Romans chapter 12 verse 19.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说，伸冤待我，我必报应。”
Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge." I will repay, says the Lord.
那么因为神的公义，神必会对付那些迫害基督徒的人。
Because God is just, He will avenge those who persecuted the Christians.
那么人在世上的所作所为，在审判的日子的时候，将会得到公正的审判。
And in whatever we do while we are on this earth, God will judge.
那么神是一位有慈爱的神，神也是一位有公义的神。
God is a God of love, but He is also a God of justice.
那么在2000年前的时候，神的慈爱已经显明了。
And in 2000 years ago, God already showed us His love.
那么当他把他的独生子赐给世人的时候，
When He gave His Son to the world.
那么叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
To save those who believed in Him, they would not perish.
但那些不接受他的人必受到将来公义的审判。
But those who rejected Him will face judgment in the future.
因为神的爱，神赦免了人的罪。
Because of God's love, He has forgiven man's sin.
他不愿意有一个人沉沦。
He does not want to see anyone perish.
乃是人人悔改得到这个救恩。
It's for everyone to believe in Him and to accept His salvation.
但是因为神的公义。
But because God is also just,
那么拒绝他的人必须得到将来的审判。
Those who rejected Him will face the judgment in the future.
那么就好像第八节告诉我们。
Just like in verse 8 it tells us.
他说要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
He says He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这些不认识神。不听福音的人，包括那些迫害基督徒的人，将面对将来神公义的审判。
So those who don't know God or those who rejected His gospel, including those who persecuted the Christians, they will have to face the judgment and the punishment.
那么至于那些为神的国受苦的人
，But those who suffered because of God's sake,
那么圣经讲他们将会得到神的平安。
The Bible tells us they will receive peace from God.
那么这个平安就是讲到受苦的人心中所得的平安。
This peace is those who are suffering for God's sake, that kind of peace.
也知道将来他们将会与神永远同在。
Knowing that they will be with God forever.
同时也知道这些罪恶的事情在将来将会得到公正的审判。
Also knowing that these sinful things that is happening will face judgment in the future.
那么从那个时候开始，罪恶就不存在了。
And from that point on, sin no longer exists.
那么这些事情在什么时候会发生呢？
So when will all these happen?
那么根据第七节告诉我们。
In verse 7 it tells us.
他说这里，那这事情将在主耶稣基督再来的时候将会发生。
He says this will happen when Jesus returns.
他说那个时候主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现。
He says this will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels.
所以主耶稣再来的时候有两个不同的时间。
So when Jesus comes, there are two different timings.
那么第一次主耶稣再来的时候是在信徒被提的时候。
The first time of his return is when the church is raptured.
也就是当时他来到没有来到地上，在空中迎接信徒到天上去。
It's the time when he meets the Christians in mid-air.
那么主耶稣第二次再来的时候是在大灾难要结束的时候。
And the second time he comes back is at the end of tribulation.
那么当时教会连同天使跟主耶稣基督将会来到这个地上。
At that time, the church, Jesus, the church, and the angels will all descend on the earth.
在那个时候，他将会在地上施行他的审判。
And at that time, he will judge the world.
然后被迫害的基督徒可能会盼望主耶稣基督尽快的来审判这个世界。
Those who are being persecuted may hope that Jesus will come today or quickly.
但是你会想到很多被很多那些迫害基督徒的人在今生没有得到他们的报应。
Thinking that those who are persecuting Christians may not get their avenge during this lifetime.
那么他们行邪恶的事情，他们迫害基督徒，但是 他们的生活还很顺利。
They do bad things, they persecute Christians, and their life seems so smooth.
哦，反而那些被迫害的基督徒，他们要受啊、这个生活的痛苦。
But those who are being persecuted are suffering.
那么，虽然这些人今生没有得到报应。
Even though these people did not see the avenge.
那么，但是当主耶稣基督带来的时候，肯定他们要经历到神公义的审判。
But one thing for sure is when Jesus comes, these people will face their judgment.
但是神也很有可能在今生在这些人施行他们大的审判。
But it's very possible that God will also show His judgment while they are alive.
然后比如说在旧约圣经里面，我们看到啊，这个法老王当他迫害以色列人的时候。
For example, we see that Pharaoh, when he persecuted the Israelites.
那么神的审判临到他的家和他自己的身上。
God's judgment came upon he and his family.
啊，当旧约圣经里面有个人的名字叫做哈曼。
There's a man also called Haman.
啊，他要消灭所有的犹太人。
He wanted to exterminate the Israelites.
那么后来神却在他的身上施行他的审判
But God sent his judgment upon him.
而使到他和他的全家都被消灭掉
And he and his whole family were destroyed.
那么在但以理那个时代
During Daniel's time,
有一位王他的名字叫做大流士王
There's a king called Darius.
那么大流士王有他的这些政治的顾问
Darius has a lot of political advisors.
那么这些顾问就强迫这个王把这个但以理丢在狮子坑里面。
These advisors forced this king to throw Daniel in the lion's den.
但是后来神施行他的审判。
But then God sent his judgment.
却把这些顾问们反过来说，把他们都被丢在狮子坑里面。
And at the end, these advisors were themselves.Thrown into the lion's den.
所以神也有很可能在今生，在这些人的身上施行他的审判。
So it's very possible that God may send His judgment during these people's lifetime.
但最终神将会在主耶稣基督再来的时候施行他最终的审判。
But God eventually will send His final judgment upon these people when He comes back.
所以当神的审判来到的时候。
When God's judgment arrives,
那么主耶稣将会和他有能力的天使一起来。
Jesus will come back with his powerful angels.
而且圣经告诉我们是在天上显现他的在火焰中显现。
And the Bible tells us that he is going to be revealed in heaven in blazing fire.
那么就好像帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节这么说。
Just like in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, it says,
他说主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神号吹响。
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God.
所以主耶稣基督来的时候，不只有那些响声，而且他是在火焰中显现。
So when he comes back, not only will there be loud noises, loud trumpets, that he will also be revealed in blazing fire.
所以神最终的审判跟这个火是有密切的关系的。
So God's final judgment has a close relationship with fire.
所以当神第一次审判这个世界的时候
，When the first time God judged this world,
他是以洪水来审判这个世界。
He used flood. He used the flood.
但是圣经告诉我们，当神第二次来审判这个世界的时候
，But the Bible tells us for His second judgment，
他是以火来审判这个世界。
He's going to use fire。
所以我们看到第一次的审判跟第二次的审判有所不同。
So we see the difference between the first and the second judgment。
因为第二次的审判将要把整个世界、把整个天地毁灭掉。
Because the second judgment is going to destroy the earth。
因为这个旧的世界，圣经告诉我们将要过去。
Because this old world, as told in the Bible, will come to pass.
而神将会为他的儿女们预备一个新天新地。
And God will prepare for His children a new heaven and new earth.
所以在旧约圣经里面经常告诉我们，当神显现的时候，他是在火焰中显现。
So often in the Old Testament, when it mentioned God revealing Himself, He revealed Himself in fire.
所以当神呼召摩西的时候，
When God called Moses,
他是在一棵燃烧不尽的小树向摩西显现。
He revealed Himself in a burning bush.
那么在40年当中，以色列人在旷野里面漂流。
In 40 years, the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness.
那么神是在夜间以这个火柱来向以色列子民显现。
At night, God guided the Israelites in a pillar of fire.
那么在生命记这个4:12这么说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 12 it says.
他说耶和华从火焰中对你们说话，你们不听见声音，却没有看见形象。
Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice.
然后在生命记4:24这么说。
And then in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24 it says.
他说因为耶和华你们的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。
For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
所以火是代表神的圣洁。
Fire represents God's holiness.
能够把罪恶的事情除去，把不公义的事情挪开。
It can get rid of all the unholy and unrighteous things.
所以当神将来要审判这个世界的时候，
So in the future, as God comes to judge the world,
主耶稣将会在火焰中显现。
Jesus will be revealed in blazing fire.
他会把这个天地用火毁去。
He will destroy the heaven and the earth.
同样的，我们在这个彼得后书3也看到这个情况。
Similarly, in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, we see the same thing.
然后彼得在3:11这么说。
In verse 11, he says.
他说有行者的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要被烧尽了。
The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire.
我请注意，这个火不是普通的火。
Please pay attention. This fire is not ordinary fire.
圣经告诉我们，这个是一个烈火。
The Bible tells us it's a roaring fire.
而且英文的翻译是说 intense heat.
Or intense heat.
是一种温度相当高的火。
The temp is very high.
而把这个天地都要消化。
And it will destroy all the elements.
所以当主耶稣基督再来的时候，
So as Jesus comes back,
他将会带着有能力的天使跟他一起来。
He will bring back with him powerful angels.
那么这些天使都会施行神的审判。
His angels will carry out the judgment.
如果你看启示录的时候，你就明白。
If you look at Revelation, you will understand.
那么这些天使就是来到这个世界上施行他神的审判。
These angels carry out God's judgment on earth.
就比如说启示录15:1说。
Just like in Revelation chapter 15 verse 1 it says.
他说我又看见在天上的异象，大有血旗，就是七位天使掌管末日的气灾，因为神的大怒在这气灾中发尽了。
I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, 7 angels with the 7 last plagues, last because with them God's wrath.It's completed.
所以神的怒气是公义的怒气。
So God's judgment is a righteous judgment.
所以因着神公义的审判。
Because of His righteous judgment.
所以一切行不公义的事情，包括魔鬼撒旦，都会得到他们的审判。
So all those who are unrighteous, including the devil and his helpers, will receive judgment.
所以我们看到神的审判是一件很严重的事情。
So we see God's judgment is a very serious matter.
而且会带来很严重的后果。
It can bring forth very serious consequence.
如果我们看9节、10节的时候，我们就明白。
When we look at verse 9 and 10, we'll understand.
他说他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主面和他全能的荣光。这是主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信他的人身上显为稀奇的日子。
They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power. On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you.
所以从这两段两节经文里面，我们看到两个后果。
In these two verses, we see two consequences.
那么对于那些不信耶稣的人和那些包括那些逼迫基督徒的人。
It is to those who rejected Jesus and those who persecuted Christians.
那么他们所得的后果就是与神隔绝，而且永远沉沦。
The consequence is they will be forever destroyed and shut out from the presence of the Lord.
那么对于那些信耶稣的人。
And for those who are believers.
那么神要在他们的身上得荣耀。
God himself will be glorified through them.
所以在审判日子的时候，我们看到两群人。
So during Judgment Day, we see two groups of people.
那么一群就是信耶稣的人。
One group are the believers.
那么另外一群就是没有不信耶稣的人。
The other group is the non-believers.
所以耶稣基督在马太福音讲了一个比喻。
So in Matthew, Jesus talked about a parable.
他讲这个比喻的时候，是提到主耶稣基督再来的时候。
He talked about when he returns.
他说万民都要聚集在他的面前。
He said that all the nations of the world will come before him.
而且他要把他们分辨出来。
And he will separate them.
要像牧羊人分辨这个绵羊跟这个山羊一样。
Just like a shepherd separating his the sheep and the goats.
然后把这个绵羊放在右边。
He will put the sheep on the right side.
然后把这个山羊放在左边。
And the goat on the left side.
那么至于那些在右边的，他这么告诉他们。
And to those who are on the right side, he told them.
你们这蒙我父赐福的，未承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
They said, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world."
那么在左边的，他就告诉他们。
And then to those on the left side, he said,
你们这咒诅的人离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他使者所预备永火里去吧。
He said, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels."
那么主耶稣形容这个审判。
When Jesus described the judgment,
他是谈到启示录里面讲那个白色大宝座的审判。
He's talking about the great white throne mentioned in Revelation.
那么在那个时候，所有的人死去的人都要到宝座。这个白色大宝座的审判。
At that time, all those who are dead will come before the great white throne.
然后有这个案件展开。
And then the scroll will open.
然后另有一个件展开，就是那个生命册。
And then there will be another scroll, which is the book of life.
那么死了的人就凭着这个案件的记载，照着他们所行的受审判。
And so those who stand before him will be judged according to what is recorded in this world.
那么在启示录面，启示录里面讲到，他说若有人的名字没有记在生命册上，他将被扔在火湖里面。
He said those whose name are not recorded in the book of life, they will then be thrown in the eternal fire.
那么这里谈到这里的时候，我要强调一点。
I want to pause here and stress one thing.
那么当一个人死去的时候，不是一了了之啊。
When a person is dead, he is not is not total alienation.
所以当一个人诞生在这个世上的时候
，So as a person is born,
他是一个永恒的被造物。
He is an eternal created being.
那么虽然他已经死去了，但是他的灵魂还是存在。
Even though he may die physically, his spirit lives on.
并且在审判的日子来到时候，他将会复活，然后面对审判。
So on the day of judgment, he will resurrect and face the judgment.
那么信耶稣的人不必经过这个白色大宝座的审判。
Those who are believers do not have to go in front of the great white throne.
然后没有信耶稣的人必须从死里复活来面对这个。
But those who are dead and they are non-believers, they will rise and face judgment.
那么圣经告诉我们，他们将会被丢在那个火湖里面。
The Bible tells us that these people will be thrown into the lake of fire.
那么这一切都是圣经所说的。
These were all recorded in the Bible.
如果你们有相信耶稣基督的话，
if you have not believed in Christ，
我恳求你深深的考虑这个你将来的去处。
I want you to consider seriously your future。
也是我们基督徒一个传福音的一个心智。
And it is also a state of mind for the Christians to spread the gospel。
因为每一个人只有两条路可以走。
Because everyone has only two paths to choose。
一条是永生的路。
One is eternal life。
一条是永死的路。
One is eternal death。
所以神将来的审判是很肯定的。
God's judgment in the future is a sure thing。
那么就好像在这个圣经里面讲到这个洪水要来的时候。
Just like in the Old Testament when it mentioned about the coming of the flood。
大部分的人都不听从神借着挪亚的警告。
Most of the people did not listen to the warning given by Noah。
那么最后洪水来的时候，惊骇死了。
At the end, when the flood came, it was too late。
那么同样的，圣经里面也警告我们，将来耶稣基督会再来。
Likewise, in the future, the Bible tells us about the judgment of Jesus' second coming。
如果我们不听的话
，If we don't listen，
将来也会好像挪亚时代。那个情况
It will be just like Noah's time。
那么不信耶稣的人，迫害基督的人，他们必得到他们的报应。
Those who persecute Christ and the Christians, they will receive their judgment。
那么至于那些为神的国受苦的人，
But those who were suffering for Christ，
圣经告诉我们，神要在他们的身上得荣耀。
The Bible tells us that God will be glorified through them。
换句话说，这些人要成为圣洁。
In another words, these people will become holy。
那么与神分享他所赐的生命。
And to share the life granted by God。
那种福分是相当美好的。
And the blessing is wonderful。
刚才我们看那段经文，他讲到他们会感到大胆，感到很稀奇。
Just in the scripture that we have read, they are going to be marveled at these things.
而且是从来没有想象过的事情。
And it's something that they have never thought of before.
这个哥林多前书第二章第九节一节我很喜欢的经文。
There's a scripture that I like a lot, and it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
他说神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想过的。
He said, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him."
所以在那个时候，神会为这些爱他的人所预备。
So these are what God will prepare for those who love Him.
眼睛没有看过的。
It's eyes that has never seen.
耳朵从来没有听过的。
Ear has not heard。
心里面从来没有想过的事情。
Mind has not conceived。
神会为这些爱的人，爱他的人所预备。
This is what God has prepared for those who love Him。
这是多么美好的事情。
It is so great。
那么既然我们知道这些事情要发生
，So now that we know these things will happen，
那么圣经告诉我们，我们应当如何做呢？
The Bible tells us, what then should we do?
那么在这个十一节他说信徒应该配得起神的蒙召。
In verse 11 it says, that our God may count you worthy of your calling.
那么所谓这个配得起神的蒙召，就是讲我们所做的应该是合乎神的心意的事情。
When it says, you be worthy of your calling, it means whatever we do,We should do according to His will。
那么同样的，彼得也在刚才我讲，在后书彼得后书第三章提到这件事情。
And just now I also mentioned in 2 Peter, Peter also mentioned this。
他说，既然这个世界要被毁灭掉
，He said, since everything will be destroyed in this way，
你们应当怎样做
？What kind of people ought you to be？
他说，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔
？He said, you ought to live holy。And godly lives.
所以在耶稣基督在马太福音二十四章讲到主耶稣再来的预兆的时候。
And so when Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 24 about his second coming.
所以当他讲完这个关于再来的预兆的时候。
And after he talked about the signs of his coming.
然后在马太福音二十五章他讲到一个比喻。
And then in Matthew chapter 25, he talked about a revelation.
啊，这个是
a parable.
这个童女的比喻。
And he talks about the parable of the ten girls.
那么这个十个童女的比喻有五位是一个聪明的童女。
In the parable, five of these girls were wise.
然后有五位是愚拙的童女。
Five were foolish.
啊，他们在等待这个新郎的到来。
They were waiting for the groom to come.
啊，这个聪明的童女就预备了油。
The five wise girls prepare extra oil.
啊，那个愚拙的童女就没有预备好他们的油。
And the five foolish ones did not prepare enough oil.
所以在等待这个新郎到来的时候，他们就打盹睡着了。
And so as they were waiting for the groom's arrival, they all fell asleep.
那么在夜间来的时候，啊，听到声音说新郎要到来了。
And then in the middle of the night, they heard the groom is coming.
那么他们就很紧张，预备好要等待新郎的到来。
And so they were very nervous to get prepared to wait for the coming of the groom.
那么这个聪明的童女，他们就预备好她的油。
And so the five wise girls prepared with the oil.
但是这个愚拙的童女，他们却没有预备好他们的油。
But then the foolish girls did not have enough oil.
然后就问这个聪明的愚拙的。
And so the five foolish ones asked the five wise ones, can we have a little bit of your oil?
但是那聪明的童女就告诉他们，我们只是自己足够，你可以到街上去买吧。
But the wise ones said, we only have enough just for us. Why don't you go and buy some?
所以那愚拙的童女就到街上去买那个油。
And so the foolish one went to go buy some more oil for the lamp.
但是那聪明的童女已经进去。那个新郎从小那个宴席。
And so while they were gone, the groom has arrived, and so they entered with the groom to enjoy the feast.
但是这个愚拙的童女，当她回到来的时候，他们要进去的时候。
But as the foolish one bought the oil and they come back,
那位王就对他们说。
The groom tell them,
我不认识你。
I don't know you.
所以圣经告诉我们，你们要警醒等待耶稣基督的到来。
So the Bible tells us you must be prepared, wait for His coming.
让我们同心一起祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们能够明白将来的审判。
Lord, help us to understand the future judgment.
在我们等待神的审判要来的时候，求主你给我们。
As we wait upon your judgment, Lord, help us to have an alert heart.
让我们能够在等待的时候有足够的信心。
Help us while we're waiting to have faith.
让我们在等待的时候能够过一个圣洁的生活。
Help us to live a holy life as we're waiting.
能够配得起你所蒙召。
And for us to be worthy of your calling.
我们把我们每一位弟兄姐妹交在你的手。
We lift up every brothers and sisters in your hands.
求主带领我们。
Please guide us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.